seems like forever since the Patriots last played a game, but the bye week is over and they're back at it Sunday night against Seattle. Now, the biggest thing that took place during the bye week, of course, was the trade of linebacker Jamie Collins. It's going to be interesting to see how the Patriots defense responds in his absence. And I think his absence is going to be noticeable this week because Seattle has Jimmy Graham at tight end, and Graham is back at the top of his game. He was outstanding Monday night, a couple of spectacular one-handed touchdown catches, and I think Collins would have been involved in that coverage. So I think Bill Belichick needs to turn somewhere else here, and I wonder if Eric Rowe is involved in that, maybe Devin McCourty, Patrick Chung, some combination coverages. But I like the idea of having Rowe, a guy that Belichick has said in the past is a matchup kind of a guy, long arms with some safety experience. The problem with Rowe is he's been getting a lot of penalties chasing after receivers. Well, I think with Graham, maybe a tight end, not quite as fast as some of those wide receivers he was covering on the outside. I think this might be an interesting matchup. But either way, the Patriots are going to have to find a way to contain Graham. On the offensive side of the ball, really, the Patriots are rolling right now. And it was unfortunate that the bye week came because I think Tom Brady is really dealing right now. MVP candidate for sure. He is just ripping apart every defense he faces, and I think Seattle is going to be the next in a long line of defenses that Brady has left in the dust. Even though I have a lot of respect for the toughness that the Seahawks provide, no Michael Bennett, I think, is a big problem for that front, and I think the Patriots have too many weapons to spread out that Seahawks secondary. Even if Cam Chancellor is back, he's missed a month with a groin injury. I think the Patriots have too much. I look to see the running backs get involved. James White, and who knows, maybe even Deion Lewis, if he gets activated for this game. Much like the Super Bowl, you spread them out horizontally, you make the Seahawks cover the whole field, and I don't think they can do it. One of the biggest problems in Seattle has been the offensive line and its inability to protect Russell Wilson, and Wilson's injuries have prevented him from being able to run the way he has in the past. If Wilson was 100% in this game and he could make some plays with his legs, I would look for an absolute shootout because I do think Seattle is capable of putting points on the board. They just haven't done it consistently all year. And for that reason, I don't see them keeping up with that New England offense that I already mentioned. I think Tom Brady is just too much. Rob Gronkowski, Martellus Bennett is healthier. Julian Edelman is healthier. I think these guys are just too much for the Seahawks. And I think the Patriots come back off the bye with a big 31-20 win over Seattle.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.